Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I know it's establishing who we are as a team, and that continues to unfold week after week. And you know, I don't really know that we're there yet, and that's okay. But we got to keep pushing. We got to stay urgent with our approach, the discipline, the detail that I mentioned earlier. It's really establishing who we're trying to become as a football team. And you just take it one week at a time. You know, guys have been in and out of the lineup too, which affects some of that.
I think that was Sean McDermott, but I was talking to Bulldog about something personal.
Big WL.
WL.
Hang the WL.
What did he say?
Fly the WL flag.
Is that going to be something that we needed to hear?
I'm so sorry.
WL. You know, like the Cubs, don't the Cubs have like a W flag an L flag? But when they have a doubleheader and they split it, do they have a WL flag?
I
wasn't listening, win, loss?
I don't know.
Probably not.
We don't know.
You wouldn't have that.
No. I ran into a guy Friday night at the bar after we got out of here who had a Cubs hat with that logo on it. And I didn't recognize
what
it.
What is
right
it, like
away.
A white W?
He had a white hat with a blue. It was a blue W.
Okay.
In this one. And he we had been chatting for a few minutes, and then he held it up and showed it to me, and I was like, oh, all right. And I wasn't sure what it was, and then he told me, and his wife, or whatever, the woman who was with, said, well, I mean, I don't know. They could have been brother and sister for all I know. I don't know. She said, he knows what that is. And I'm sitting there going, like, I really didn't know what that – I didn't recognize the W. Like, I know the Cubs fly that flag, but I'd never seen the W on a hat, so I didn't realize that there was a hat with the W. Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. That really didn't need to come out.
No.
It really wasn't that interesting.
The card of the day is a 1979 Opeachy Baseball Willie Upshaw rookie, then Toronto Blue Jays first baseman. Yesterday, I had Round Ball Rock in my head all day, and I never watched a second of it, but I heard it was good. Like, what NBC did was good, I guess. I didn't watch any of it. Today, it's that OK Blue Jays song.
I love that song.
It's great.
Do you know that you and I both, like, within, I think I was first, but after Springer's home run, we both tweeted OK Blue
Jays.
Yes,
I saw that, yeah.
And I
didn't see yours.
And someone said something to me about you and I doing that, and I said, well, I've been texting that. My friend John Gale is, you know, hanging on every pitch of this series. He spent a lot of his adult life in Toronto with his family, so, and his sons are, you know, around the world, and he's watching this, and so anything good happens in that series, I am texting him, and I take my time with it. Paragraph, Blue Jay, like, I'm leaving room for the hand claps, you know, okay, Blue Jays. Let's play ball. Like, that's the text. It's like this long. The text is, you know, so I just space it out.
I didn't do it that way.
I love that song. I think it's a great baseball team song.
I agree. I can't stop singing it or playing it in my house.
I think I like it more than Meet the Mets.
Oh, well, I mean, that's
and,
fine.
And I do like, I, and I like Meet the, you know, Meet the Mets is great. It's a classic.
Meet the Mets is old.
Yeah.
Early 60s, like the beginning of the Mets. A buddy of mine who, I mean, I would lose a 15-round bout against this guy in like sort of old sports trivia. And I mean that as a compliment. Maybe it sounds arrogant, but like I feel like I could beat a lot of people at that. Not Kevin. And Kevin, who is Canadian, texted me a point about that song. And he's like, can you tell from the lyrics when it was written? And so I had to study the lyrics and listen to it closely.
The Met song?
No, the Blue Jays
song. Okay.
And you can, because in the last verse, there's a reference to Billy Martin as the manager of the A's.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I never knew that. I've never gone
far. It's got to be 81, 82.
I don't know the verses. I just know the okay, Blue Jays, let's play ball. That's all I know.
That's all you need to know.
Meet the Mets. Come on down and greet the Mets. That's all I know of the Meet the Mets song, too.
Well, you know what? That can wait because the Mets are dead. The Mets are not playing baseball anymore this year.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ryan. Hi, Ryan. Save us from the Mets song.
How's it going, guys?
Great. I'm singing the Mets song.
I mean, the Bill song isn't that young either, by the way, but just saying. I just want to ask you guys a quick question. At the beginning of the season, everybody was really leaning high on how amazing our offense was last year. Everybody eats, and now it seems like there's a general rush of panic. We need Chris Olave. We need Calvin Ridley. We need someone to beat him deep. Is it a matter of injuries, or is it a matter of mindset? Because, quite honestly, it seems like everybody on the podium after this last game was as depressed as like we just played the 13 seconds game. And quite honestly, it's just like it doesn't seem like we have the same confidence after losing two games that are like reasonably okay to lose. So I just wanted to hear your opinion.
Well, I think it's not a matter of, I don't know what two words you just used, but to me it's a matter of talent. Do they have enough talent to get the job done? And I don't know. Like I don't want to make too many leaps without having, you know, intimate knowledge or having been told something. But I think anyone that sounds or looks defeated or depressed about the state of things, if you're talking about Josh Allen, I think it's possible Josh Allen is just as worried about their offense as we are. Like, he's the quarterback. He's the one who's got to make it work. He's the one who's got to facilitate everybody eats and get by without having a bona fide number one target that he can count on third and seven. And I don't know, like, if he just feels like this isn't working right now. So I think that could be it. I don't know that that's it, but it could be. Like, anyone who's in a position of control there, right, he's got the ball. He's got to believe in it and see it and execute it. And I don't know if he's seeing enough that is, you know, that can make it work right now. I don't think they did in the Atlanta game. They scored 14 points. So that's my answer there. I mean, I think it's when you know what you're probably going to have to do, and the defensive problems are sort of baked into it. If you think you got to score 30 every week, or certainly 30 in the playoffs, and you're only scoring 14 and 20 the week before that, I would understand being concerned about it. That's why we're concerned about it. And I don't think it would be weird at all for someone inside to be having the same concern. Because, I mean, they're gonna know. Can we do this? Do we have enough here? You know, we could speculate it from out here, but that might come through. Might. Again, I'm not saying I know this, but, you know, you're asking why they sound and look defeated. There's a guess and an answer for you.
Okay, Ryan, here's Brandon next. Hi, Brandon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Quick question. I don't want to turn this into a big blow-up like it's happened a few times when I've called you, but, like, what would McDermott have to do for you guys to agree that maybe he might be a part of the issue? Because the problem is, our defense goes out there, and, yeah, we didn't put up a lot of points against Atlanta, but we also gave up, what, 150 yards to Bijan Robinson in the first half? I mean,
what's the issue?
At a certain point, it's got to become our defense is a huge issue, and he's supposed to be a defensive-minded coach, yet his defense, it's never worked for us. The games that we win are because Josh goes up there and puts up, you know, 350, five touchdowns. I mean, it's craziness, but
five
we never
touchdowns.
Win them close games because we always give up 32.
Always give up 32. Five touchdowns. How many Josh Allen five
they
touchdown
gave
games
up
are there?
3 points in the second half of the Atlanta game. The 180 yards Bijan Robertson hung on them doesn't go on the scoreboard. They gave up 24 points and lost the game.
But it 8 o'clock and it didn't give Josh any time to really do it.
They had the ball three times in a row in the third quarter and got 11 yards with a chance to tie the game.
So our defense isn't it like we can go out there and give up all these yards every week and it's not a big deal?
All these yards.
The
every
scoreboard
week.
Is what matters. They lost the game 24-14. Like, I know what the first half looked like and it felt utterly demoralizing. I'm hanging that game on the offense. I'm sorry. They scored 14 points. They looked like they'd never seen a blitz before.
Okay, the week before that, it had nothing to do with our defense.
I'm not saying it had nothing to do with it. It's just like what do you want here? You want an answer to when will I think Sean McDermott should get fired? Is that what you want?
Yes.
But you don't want it to be a big blow-up
right.
conversation. That we established
no, I'm
right
just,
away.
I'm just trying to understand, like, at what
I'm point trying to understand why someone who likes the Buffalo Bills before a Week 8 matchup with the Carolina Panthers, with the Bills sitting at 4-2, having won the division 5 years in a row, wants to call a radio show and ask us when the coach should get fired. What's the scenario? I want to understand how that mind works. Because they're 4-2, you want to look down the road to when you can fire this guy because you're so sure it's never going to work, and I'm sorry, I think it's absurd. And it's going to be a big blow up every time because I think it's asinine.
When has our defense helped us in the playoffs? Ever.
Ever. The pick six against Baltimore. Is that any good?
What happened the very next week?
Oh, my God. I know.
There's no winning. Sorry, Brandon. You got what you wanted. It didn't become a big blow up.
No. I'm fine. We're done.
You got what you wanted by calling in.
We're not going to make it to January.
I am going to make it to January. You might not.
I'm not. That's why we as you know, yeah.
I don't have any time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I'm off left.
Yeah.
I got to pace myself.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, how do people have discussions, like real ones, with people who talk like that? I don't mean about Sean McDermott. Who cares? It's a football game. But like five touchdowns, 332 yards a week, whatever the nonsense, like whatever the numbers were, just you can't. No matter what you would have said, there was a but, and it didn't even have to be based in reality. It doesn't matter. Like, it's just, I don't know. I can't function in life engaging in those kind of conversations. I don't even know how you could possibly survive it. Can we talk about, like, reality, or do we have to twist it so terribly to make it interesting? I don't know. We are in radio. Trent is next. Hi, Trent.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Trent.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to say we need to stop blaming Sean McDermott for things. These callers calling in, it's making me lose my mind on my drive home. He's a great head coach. He's got us here. He built this culture. We might need a separator. I heard we're, I don't know if you guys heard the rumors of we're looking into Jacoby Myers or Calvin Ridley, but.
We haven't heard the rumors, Trent. What have you heard?
My friend actually texted me earlier and said he saw somewhere.
See, I don't know your friend.
Yeah, but he said Jacoby Myers and Calvin Ridley have been talked about.
By other fans.
Yeah, I guess that could be it, but. Yeah. Yeah, I've been at work all day, so I thought maybe.
Me too.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe. I mean, those are names. Myers was asked yesterday because he asked for a trade before the season began. The Raiders said no, and he was asked again yesterday about do you still want to be moved? Oh yeah, but I'm going to do my job. I'm here, and if it doesn't happen, I'm going to keep doing my job. But he would welcome a trade. I don't know about Ridley.
Neither guy really matters. I mean, Myers is Shakir, I think, mostly. You have Shakir. This is, again, where I say big investment in Shakir isn't as sexy as you want it to be because it's actually a cap on what you can be at that position. You can't move anybody to the slot. You can't exactly get full Kincaid. You've got Khalil Shakir catching his 6 for 75 every week from that position. And, that's fine. That's what the Bills wanted. That's what they did. They made the double down investment on him. He's good. He's not great. But there's a long list of guys you cannot fold in to their offense unless you remove him. And why would they do that? They just invested in him. Everybody eats 30 points a game. He's locked in. And so is Kincaid at his 60% snap share. And they want to run the ball because that's how they win. And so that's Knox. And now what are you down to? You could conceive of, this is really all we talk about. You could conceive of an elite outside receiver, X receiver, that probably costs you your number one, which compromises everything they've said that they want to be, despite winning most of their games. Really? That's going to happen? Or you just pass? And I think they pass because I don't think there's that trade is hard to begin with, even if you wanted to make it. New England might want to make it, and they have a better chance to. But really, Shakir, Kincaid, Coleman, still a young player, early draft pick. Are they really going to want to cancel any of that to do something else? Calvin Ridley? Calvin Ridley is kind of shot, maybe. That's Amari Cooper, I think.
I like both of the Saints guys better as ideas. They're very different. Shahid's like a complimentary piece. He's going to get down the field for you. Olave is a number one receiver.
Very much so. Doubt you can get him. Doubt the Bills would really want to do that because of where they've planted their flag, but I would love to be wrong about both of those things. They'd have to have both for it to come to fruition. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. Let's keep going. This is WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.